defuse a 984 myself and more. Good morning. How you doing? Let me know 0701-984-984 or the fuse at 984. And I told you in 2024, we're going to be highlighting amazing people doing amazing and interesting things. And today I'm going to be talking to Yusuf Saha, who has been cycling from Morocco all the way to Kenya. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, thank you very much. Good morning. And thank you for having me today. And karibu to people to listen to us today.
All right, so let's start finding out about your journey. What's the journey been like? What inspired the journey as well?
Okay, first, my name is Yusuf. I am from Morocco. I'm a cyclist and also I am a photographer and filmmaker. So when I've been in Morocco, I was studying cinematography. And there I was traveling a lot in my country, Morocco. So I was more inspired. When you travel, you see new things and you see a lot of things new, and I see the difference in my country, because we have a lot of region. Because in Morocco we have region, we don't have country like Kenya. So I was surprised, because I live in Sahara from Morocco. So there I was, it's different culture from the south to north. So for me, I was starting from my country to see the different and to understand my country well. So after that, I finished my study, and after I was working and save some money, and after I was like, why the people when they want to travel they go to other continent like in Europe or that, but for me I see why I don't discover my continent. Mm-hmm. Because I am from Morocco, so I'm African. So I need to know my continent well. So that I decided to cycle from Morocco to Egypt with the bicycle.
And what has been the most interesting thing that you've seen on your journey so far? The one that just left you speechless?
I see the reality of Africa, not the Africa of the media or the movies or the commentary. I see the reality of Africa. I see some country, it's more developed, what we have idea. And I see the nice of people, the hospitality, and also there is a bad things. But I think in the future we will fix it, and we will make it more good and for us.
And what do you think we need to fix? What do you think Africa needs to fix and change?
First thing is about the visa. For me, it was I spent a lot of money about this issue. For me, it was more difficult, because you feel shame because you are African and you need visa for African country. And for me, it was more difficult. But for me, because I was focusing my dream, the money he can go and he can back, but the experience never back. So that the first thing we need to remove this visa border, because we are African and we need to discover our continent free like the other people. Because when you see a European, he coming to Africa without visa, and for me, you see yourself, you are African and you need visa for African country, it's more hard and painful. The second thing is each country have something nice, and what I like, it's we are not challenging Africa who the best country in Africa. We need to work together to make our Africa more strong. We need to help each other. We need to discover our continent, because I know like a lot of people they just see I am African just because he born in Kenya or Tanzania or any country African. But for me, what I believe, that you are African when you understand your continent and you see the difference in your continent, and you travel and you see the north, the south, the east, and the west of your continent. That after you can see you are African, not because you were born in African country, but because you know Africa more.
All right. Please send in your questions on The Fuse at 984 or 0701-984-984. It's The Fuse at 984, myself and Moira. Good morning. How are you doing? Let me know 0701-984-984 and The Fuse at 984. I told you this year, we're talking to interesting people doing exciting things, and Yusuf is definitely one of them. Now, cycling all the way from Morocco to Kenya. I'm so curious, what did you expect before your travels, and what have you learned after your travels?
For me, I was not having like a bad idea about Africa, because I was watching a lot of documentary and I was saw a lot of people who was traveling in Africa. So I was having just a big, like a small idea about Africa. It's something interesting to travel and to discover. And for me, it was like to travel to the unknown. And for me, it was very nice because I don't know what I will leave, what I will experience. But I was knowing there is something there with me to see, to understand, and to discover.
And you are actually documenting this because you are a cinematographer as well. So if I wanted to see your documentary, how can I find it?
Until now, I have just like a small video about just to give idea about why I travel. And I have like in my Facebook account, Yusuf Sahsa Africa Dream. But when I finish, I want to do my full documentary there where I will share my experience and why I travel to Africa and what I see in Africa. And what I want in Africa in the future.
And what advice would you give fellow cyclists as well who might want to venture from Kenya to Morocco or see more of Africa through their bike?
And the bike, it leads you to feel free. So I know there is a border, but always leads you free to discover, to see the landscape, to touch the beauty of Africa. When you pedal and when you cycle, you see it and you feel it and you feel you are free. And also it's good for our environment and our clima, because you know bicycle is not like a car or something. It's like a friendly eco travel. So for me, the bicycle, he teach you to be patient, to be more stronger, and to focus to destination.
Fantastic. Send in your questions, by the way, on the Fuse at 984 or 0701-984-984. It's the Fuse at 984, me and Moira. Good morning. How are you doing? Let me know. 0701-984-984. We're going to do some shout outs in just a bit. I did also tell you this year we're talking to interesting people doing amazing things. And Yusuf Saha is definitely one of them, documenting his travels from Morocco to Kenya on bike. It's called the Africa Dream. Now, you've traveled 31 African countries. I do have to know which one has been your favorite.
For me, I don't like this question because, like I said, I don't compare it African countries, but each country have something interesting. Like, if you told me what is the challenge country, I will told you for cycling. Like I told you Uganda, Burundi, and Rwanda because of the hills. And For this I can use for this country for challenging a bicycle. If you want to landscape, I will show the Tanzania, Kenya, and Malawi. If I want to choose for historic thing, I would use Ethiopia. So each country have something special. Like if you want to use food, I would use Morocco because Morocco is good in the food and in the kitchen, and also for the safety. Also, it's more safe. Also, the other country is more safe, but in Morocco there's more. And if I want to use for developed country, I would use South Africa.
Interesting. What about funding as well? How do you fund this? Is it out of your pocket? Do you have donors that help you fund your travel?
Yes. The important thing is you need to start, because for me I need to start. It was in 2018 I need to start. So for me I was working and I saved some money just to start it. But after everything is coming, I find people who donate when they like what I do, they donate. I also find like some sponsorship and partnership. Like in Kenya, I've been with two company. One is Bank of Africa, and one is EB Africa, is electric bicycle. So I was traveling around Kenya with them bicycle, and because a lot of people when they meet me, you told me which bicycle do you have. I told him it's not about the bicycle, it's about you. If you want to travel, you will travel. But now I told him I have a Kenyan bicycle, because EB Africa is a Kenyan in Kenya. He do like electric bicycle. It's from Kenya, and it's now you have a way to travel your country Kenya with EB Africa. They have nice bicycle, is electric, and it's good. And also I meet some people just in the street, and when I cycling, I share my story and they like it, and after they want to help me, it's like this.
Wow. So if someone does want to help you right now, how can they reach you to donate or to get involved as well?
I have like social media. I have like a LinkedIn. Also, if they want some partnership and sponsorship. It's with Yusuf Zaza.
Right.
My name is Yusuf Zaza.
Perfect. Do send in your questions, by the way, on the Fuse at 984 or 0701-984-904. Cycling from Morocco to Kenya, and then you're going to be heading back as well in August.
Yes, in August I will, because the plan, it was from Morocco to Egypt. Mm-hmm. And when I've been in Djibouti, I was applying a visa for Egypt, and it was reject, and that I don't like it because it was my last country in my journey. And also we back to the topic of we are African and we need the African visa for African country. And and after I think it's now it's better for me because I back to Tanzania after I cycled in Kenya in other country county I was missing in Kenya, but now I think I finish all country in Kenya. But in August, I will start a new journey from Kenya to Morocco. And I think it will take like 1 year and a half to Morocco. And then I will finish my documentary and my journey and start a new journey to look for a sponsor for my documentary, because I want to put it in African platform like Netflix or some African platform.
Wow. And what's some tips and tricks that you've learned so it makes it easier when people are taking such a journey?
I learned a lot. I learned how the African people, they are happy with the small things. I was learning about what it was having me, what I was having in Morocco. It's more than enough what I see the people how they live in Africa. They are happy with small things, and we need to see the life from good view. And also I was before I travel in Africa, the people they have idea where we will eat and where will you sleep, because they have this idea Africa is still a jungle. Mm-hmm. But when I come into Africa, I see developed, they have a hotel, they have nice resort, they have nice places, and the food also, I like it. Like in Ivory Coast, I like one of dishes. Here in Kenya, I like chapati, I like gdiri. So we have idea about thinking, because in Morocco, what you see is better to see than you hear, because when you hear, it's just experience of someone, but when you see and you experience, that is more good. So I think I was more good because I changed the idea about other people. Mm-hmm. About Africa, how the African people, they was help me when I have some problem in my bicycle, or they open them houses for me to sleep, to put my tent, and they give me food for free. And it's more the hospitality in Africa is more. It's more big.
Fantastic. Send in your questions on the Fuse at 984-0701-984-984. Hot like hours right here on the Fuse at 984. Getting into my favorite hour of the day, the oldies goldies. But then we're getting closer to your favorite hour of the day, where you have full control of the airwaves. So you can let me know what you're going to listen to. I'll make it happen just for you on 0701-984-984. Now, real quick before he has to go, Yusuf Sahai, I do want you to remind us again how we can get a hold of you and watch your African journey from Morocco to Kenya and then back once again. So how can we reach you on social media? And
In my social media, it's yes. Like in my Facebook account is Yusuf Sahsah Africa Dream, and my Instagram is Yusuf Sahsah.
And your YouTube as well?
It's Africa Dream 2018.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. You can let us know what you want to listen to, like I did say, on 0701-984-984. Let's get the news and then back to the Fuse.